新书、旧书，知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。
Self-rule, a cultural history of American democracy.
自治，美国民主的文化史。
精彩点评。
The 1930s put an end to all that democracy.By establishing a national elite working together with local middle-class elites. The national elite were not so much one of money as of values. Weib sees this compromise between national and local elites as born of the necessity of the 1930s. The national government determined the shape of policy, and the local elites were allowed how to put it in place.Choices were presented as not being about competing values, but about the rationality of policies. Such things should be left to the experts, the technocrat.
20世纪30年代，中央机构和中产阶级的地方机构开始合作，于是这种民主结束了。中央机构不像看重价值一样看重金钱。微布认为中央和地方机构之间的相互折衷是30年代的必然结果。中央政府决定政策的制定，地方政府有权决定如何贯彻执行政策。他们不可选择价值观，但是有权决定政策是否合理。这些事情都交给政治专家来做。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
The 1930s put an end to all that democracy by establishing a national elite working together with local middle-class elites.
20世纪30年代，中央机构和中产阶级的地方机构开始合作，于是这种民主结束了。
The national elite were not so much one of money as of values.
中央机构不像看重价值一样看重金钱。
Weib sees this compromise between national and local elites as born of the necessity of the 1930s.
Weib 认为中央和地方机构之间的相互折衷是30年代的必然结果。
The national government determined the shape of policy.
中央政府决定政策的制定。
And the local elites were allowed how to put it in place.
地方政府有权决定如何贯彻执行政策。
Choices were presented as not being about competing values, but about the rationality of policies.
他们不可选择价值观，但是有权决定政策是否合理。
Such things should be left to the experts, the technocrat.
这些事情都交给政治专家来做。
This particular compromise worked until the 1960s. Previously marginalized groups, African Americans, women, Native Americans, etc., began to assert their rights on the streets, through the courts, or through Congress. When the national elite institutions, like the Warren Court, began to challenge the local elites over their control over their own communities,Then the war of values began again.
这种状况一直持续到60年代。这时社会边缘群体，黑人、女性、土著人等等，开始争取自己的权利。他们上街游行，或者诉诸法律，或在国会提案。当中央机构如沃伦法庭开始干涉地方机构对本地区的管理时，价值观之战爆发了。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
This particular compromise worked until the 1960s.
这种状况一直持续到60年代。
Previously marginalized groups, African Americans, women, Native Americans, etc., began to assert their rights on the streets, through the courts, or through Congress.
这时社会边缘群体黑人、女性、土著人等等开始争取自己的权利。他们上街游行或者诉诸法律或在国会提案。
When the national elite institutions, like the Warren Court, began to challenge the local elites over their control over their own communities, then the war of values began again.
当中央机构如沃伦法庭开始干涉地方机构对本地区的管理时，价值观之战爆发了。
This is where Wybe leaves us. I cannot overstate how much more insightful his presentation of the argument is than my summation. I have rarely marked up a book as much as I have marked up this one. His arguments and insights cut across the political spectrum and are fueled by a faith in our ability to decide our own fate as a collective and as individuals. He does not feel that we have to be more educated, more rational, less religious, or more serious. Wybe wants us to simply show up, act, and demand control over our lives.
微博就讲到这里，我不想夸张地说他的论证比我的总结如何更具洞察力，不过我确实很少像这样推荐一本书。他的论据和洞察超越了政治范围，他对我们无论是作为集体还是个人决定自己命运的能力给予了充分的信心，这是他论点的重要力量来源。微布没有认为我们应当接受更好的教育，更加理性，少点宗教信仰，或者更加严肃认真，他只是希望我们站出来行动起来，要求获得自我管理的权利。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
This is where Wybe leaves us.
微布就讲到这里。
I cannot overstate how much more insightful his presentation of the argument is than my summation.
我不想夸张地说他的论证比我的总结如何更具洞察力。
I have rarely marked up a book as much as I have marked up this one.
不过我确实很少像这样推荐一本书。
His arguments and insights cut across the political spectrum.
他的论据和洞察超越了政治范围。
And are fueled by a faith in our ability to decide our own fate as a collective and as individuals.
他对我们无论是作为集体还是个人决定自己命运的能力给予了充分的信心，这是他论点的重要力量来源。
He does not feel that we have to be more educated, more rational,less religious or more serious.
微布没有认为我们应当接受更好的教育，更加理性，少点宗教信仰，或者更加严肃认真。
Wybe wants us to simply show up, act, and demand control over our lives.
他只是希望我们站出来，行动起来，要求获得自我管理的权利。
His solutions can be summed up in the idea of diffusing decision-making. I have serious doubts about how easy he makes some of this sound, but I cannot express how refreshing is Wybe's attitude and faith in us. This book deserves the widest possible audience and discussion.
他的解决方案可以总结为分散决定权，他使这一切听起来很容易，对此我很怀疑，但是微布的看法对我们的信任还是很振奋人心的。我希望尽量多的读者能够阅读这本书并加入到其中的讨论中来。
现在我们逐句对照的听一次英文原文和译文。
his solutions can be summed up in the idea of diffusing decision-making.
他的解决方案可以总结为分散决定权。
I have serious doubts about how easy he makes some of this sound.
他使这一切听起来很容易，对此我很怀疑。
But I cannot express how refreshing is Wibe's attitude and faith in us.
但是威布的看法对我们的信任还是很振奋人心的。
This book deserves the widest possible audience and discussion.
我希望尽量多的读者能够阅读这本书，并加入到其中的讨论中来。
现在我们再来听一次英文原文。
The 1930s put an end to all that democracy by establishing a national elite working together with local middle-class elites. The national elite were not so much one of money as of values.Wibe sees this compromise between national and local elites as born of the necessity of the 1930s. The national government determined the shape of policy, and the local elites were allowed how to put it in place. Choices were presented as not being about competing values, but about the rationality of policies. Such things should be left to the experts,The technocrat. This particular compromise worked until the 1960s. Previously marginalized groups, African Americans, women, Native Americans, etc., began to assert their rights on the streets, through the courts, or through Congress. When the national elite institutions, like the Warren Court, began to challenge the local elites over their controlover their own communities, then the war of values began again. This is where Wibe leaves us. I cannot overstate how much more insightful his presentation of the argument is than my summation. I have rarely marked up a book as much as I have marked up this one. His arguments and insights cut across the political spectrum,and are fueled by a faith in our ability to decide our own fate as a collective and as individuals. He does not feel that we have to be more educated, more rational, less religious, or more serious. Wibe wants us to simply show up, act, and demand control over our lives. His solutions can be summed up in the idea of diffusing decision-making.I have serious doubts about how easy he makes some of this sound, but I cannot express how refreshing is Wibe's attitude and faith in us. This book deserves the widest possible audience and discussion.
学英语要钱，不是。
听力课堂，听class.com。